We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Or something with Dirty Work Wednesday, brought to you by Gordon Zed, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work. C-104.
Dirty Work. Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Kara.
Hey, Kara, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Hey, so this is, I don't know, probably not something you hear very often, but I need your guys' help because I've been seeing this guy for like a month, and I'm starting to suspect that I'm the other woman. Like, I think he has a girlfriend and hasn't been telling me.
Okay, well, you're right. We don't hear this very often. So you said you've been seeing this guy for how long? A month?
Yeah, almost a month.
And what is this guy's name?
Scott.
Wow, how do you hide a girlfriend for an entire month? I mean, that's talent if it's true.
Well, I mean, it's not like we see each other every day. You know, usually we just hang out on the weekends.
I gotcha. Okay. Now, when you guys hang out on the weekends, is it the whole weekend? Or does he say stuff like, yeah, I can only have lunch today. I got plans with friends later. Stuff like that?
No. We've hung out like Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday.
Oh. Have you hung out like Saturday night into Sunday?
Yeah, we're sleeping together, if that's what I'm trying to ask.
That is what I'm trying to ask, actually. Okay, so if that's the case, and you see him all the time, what makes you think he's got a girlfriend then?
So, a couple Saturdays ago, I went over to his apartment to watch some fight he ordered. And, you know, he was in the bathroom, and there's a knock on the door. And so I asked him if he wanted me to go get it, and he goes, sure, go ahead. You know, so I open the door, and there's the DoorDash delivery person standing there with like this massive amount of chicken wings, and I mean, like, it was a ridiculous amount.
Yeah,
like all kinds of sauces, bunch of bags and napkins and stuff. So I'm like, is this for us? And the girl from the DoorDash goes, yep, here. And she hands me this note, and the note says, for you and the guys, enjoy the fight, miss you, love, Emily.
Did you say was the delivery at the right apartment?
Yeah, I thought that might have been a problem, but it was. I checked.
So it was a prepaid food delivery of chicken wings.
From somebody named Emily.
Yes.
Interesting. Huh. What are you thinking, by the way? I see your mind racing over there.
Well, I'm thinking that you got a guy who told his girlfriend, don't come over tonight. I'm going to be watching the fight with the dudes. And the girlfriend, being the coolest girlfriend ever, decided to send him and his friends chicken wings.
Well, that would be the coolest girlfriend ever, first of all. Okay, so Kara, when you gave him the wings, like, did you give him the note too?
Yeah, actually, I gave him the note first, but I pretended like I didn't read it.
Okay, and did he read it?
Yeah, he kind of looked at it and then went, like, huh, well, I guess we got chicken wings tonight. You hungry?
Oh, man, wow. Did you eat the chicken wings?
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to pass up that opportunity. They were delicious.
Oh, my God. Okay, but at the time, you didn't know who they were from, though. Did you ask him, like, hey, so, who sent you the chicken wings?
No, because I was waiting for him to tell me, but then he never did.
Okay.
Well, I have to ask, did you sleep with him that night after the fight and the chicken wings?
No comment.
So yes, then. So yes, you slept with him. All right. See, the thing I keep thinking about is this. Back in the day before I was married to my wife, like, who I would never try to pull something on, by the way, because she's Italian and probably connected, and I would end up at the bottom of a river somewhere. But before all of that, I used to play the tricky game of juggling the ladies, and either I completely sucked at it, or women are just smarter than I gave them credit for.
I'm sorry, probably both.
Probably true. But the point is, it is hard to hide other girls you're dating from each other, but it is almost impossible to hide a girlfriend. So if you've been with him for a month now, and this is the first time you suspected something, my point is, I don't think this other girl is a girlfriend. She might be somebody he's dating, but not a girlfriend.
See, honestly, I would be totally fine with that. I mean, we're not in a relationship, so if there's some other girl out there that I'm competing with, you know, that's fine. I just don't want to find out it's like a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how bad will you feel if we find out it is his girlfriend and you ate all the chicken wings she sent over for him and his friends?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll feel bad, but I'm not the one who's lying about stuff. You know, I'm actually trying to do the right thing.
That's a good point. Okay, so let's call up Scott. Is that what you said his name is Scott?
Yeah.
Scott. Okay, so let's call up Scott and see if we can find out who this Emily person is. Kara, I want you to stay on the line because we're going to need Scott's phone number, but also I have a fun idea if it turns out he's lying and I want to tell you ahead of time about it, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so let's call Scott when we come back now.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Scott, please.
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you today?
This is who?
This is the Z Morning Zoo, Nick, Natalia, and Shaggy. We do a radio show on Z104.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm all right. Just kind of surprised you guys called me, that's all.
Well, let me tell you why we called. We were doing a segment this morning about people in your life that you consider to be special to you. And we got a call about you from someone named Emily.
So you did?
We sure did. So now before we bring her on, tell us about Emily. Who is Emily?
Well, Emily is my girlfriend. She's an amazing person. And she's definitely someone I would consider special to me. And, you know, I'm actually going to see her next weekend because she lives up in Harrisburg. So we're doing a long distance thing right now.
Yeah, okay.
All the way up there. Yeah.
So you guys don't get to see each other very often then?
No, not really.
Okay. But your relationship is strong though, right? You're committed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Scott, Emily told us about the chicken wing story. Tell us about that. I guess she sent you some chicken wings?
Yeah. It was a couple weekends ago. I had some buddies over to watch the fight on pay-per-view and Emily just ordered us a DoorDash, and it was a bunch of chicken wings, and she sent it to my apartment, so we all had the chicken wings while we watched the fight.
So she sent you her love, long distance?
Basically, yeah.
And did you guys enjoy the chicken wings?
Yeah, they were great.
That's awesome. So just to further back up Scott's story here, we actually have one of the guys who was over at his apartment that night, and I believe that they helped you eat some of those chicken wings. So let's say hello, everyone, to Kara. Hi, Kara.
Hello, everybody.
So did you enjoy eating those chicken wings that Scott's girlfriend, Emily, sent over?
You know, I sure did, although I don't really remember there being any guys over at the apartment. Actually, it was just me, and we did eat chicken wings and watch the fight and ended up f***ing on his couch, so...
Oh, Scott, any comment here before we bring Emily on the air with us?
You f***ing bitch.
I see. Now, was that for Kara or Emily or us or... So all three of us then. Wow.
You know, the funniest part is... Right now, he thinks his girlfriend, Emily, knows about everything. He's probably calling her right this second, saying, let me just explain.
I forgot about that. Yeah, so Kara, the bad news is you are the other woman, it looks like. But the good news is you got a hell of a revenge story here.
You know what? It was totally worth it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.